Usual starting point, Paul. Team news, what problems have you got?
On the positive side, Theo Robinson's been back in training this week. We'll get a good couple of hours training on him today, and there's a chance that he'll be involved in the squad on Saturday, which gives us another, with Billy being out, gives us another option of pace and power up front, which is good. Negative side, Harry Forrester's had a cartilage operation yesterday, which is a big blow for him. You know, he's had an innocuous block tackle in training on Tuesday, and he's nicked his cartilage, so he's going to be out a minimum of 6 weeks, and it's forget about myself and the team and the club for a minute. As an individual, it's a massive blow for him, because I think he must have run over about 10 black cats this season, because he's just been so unlucky with injuries, and it's disappointing for him.
But how confident are you you'll get him to where he needs to be at some point in the future, and fans actually get to see the player that you signed?
Yeah, I'm confident. I've had a long chat with Harry, and he's down at the minute, but we'll lift his spirits. You know, the banter that flies around this place is great at times, so that won't be a problem. And I've just said to Harry, I've been honest with him and said, look, your aim at the minute, your sole aim has to be, when you come back pre-season, you're the fittest you've ever been, and get over all these little kicks and knocks that he's had, get over the injuries he's had, and come back flying, because we've still got a minimum of 2 years with him. He's a top player, so we really have to look after him from now to the start of pre-season. Anything before that will be a bonus.
No doubt in the past as a player you've been in similar situations where you've had long spells out. When you're in that situation, do you feel like you've almost let the club down?
He does, and that's his biggest thing with Harry. You know, he feels as if he's let me down, he's let his teammates down, he's let the fans down, he's let the club down. But there's nothing he could have done about it. You know, if he's constantly pulling his hamstring or his calf or his thigh, you look a lot deeper into it. But it just seems to be as he's coming back in, he gets these silly little injuries that you can't legislate for. And yet again, he's just went in for a tackle, it looked nothing. He's twisted his knee, and he's come out of it with needing an operation.
So what now? Is he on crutches? Is he away from the place or what?
Yeah, he had his operation yesterday, so he'll have a couple of days off, and then he'll come back in. And you know, once the swelling goes down, I think the wise thing to do might send him away for a bit of sun and have time with his family and get his head straight.
As you say, on the positive side, Theo is back. What kind of condition is he in? What have you been doing with him behind the scenes?
He's been working really hard, as he'll probably tell you. He's been knackered, to tell you the truth, because you know it's an important time from now to the end of the season, and the injured ones and the ones who haven't been playing need to top up their fitness, because they're all going to be needed. And with Billy being out, Theo coming back's a big boost for us, because he's got pace that we know. You know, his last game for us against QPR, he showed everybody what a real threat he was, and you know there's a slight little incline of me to involve him on Saturday.
You talk about pace and power. The new signing you brought in, Bowery from Villa, has bundles of that too, doesn't he?
He has, and I thought for the 78 minutes that he played, considering he'd just literally met his teammates, to come in and put a performance in like that was fantastic. He's came and apologised to me for getting cramp. I've told him that the work he'll be doing here, he won't be getting that again. But he's looked really bright and really sharp in training this week. And I think his teammates appreciate the qualities that he's got after training with him. After seeing him playing Saturday and training with him for a majority of the week, and he's only going to get better.
It was a big leap for him, wasn't it, going from Chesterfield when he did to Aston Villa. He's had bits and pieces there. What's his current situation with them? Is he seen as one for the future still by Paul Lambert?
Yeah, but Paul rates him really highly. You know, to the point that we've made quite a few inquiries about him before, and Paul wanted to keep him in and around the first team with him. You know, he's made 6 appearances for Villa's first team this year, which isn't too bad. But I think my perseverance paid off in the end. I think Paul was getting sick of me calling him up. And we're delighted to have him, because he's got the one thing that scares team, and that is raw pace. You know, and when you come up against defenders, it puts them on the back foot straight away.
Big lad as well, isn't he?
He is, and he uses his strength well, he holds the ball up well, but his main asset is running them behind, and if we can get him doing that, playing off Brownie, Theo running them behind as well, you know, it gives us a completely different threat from what we've had recently.
When you look at the league table now, what's your immediate thought?
I don't look at it too much, believe it or not. What we've got to do is concentrate on us. You know, a lot of people within the club, outside the club, are talking about other games, other results, and that doesn't affect me at all. There's no point other teams not picking up points if we're not. You know, we've got to to do our job first, get the points on board, which we have recently and been fantastic at, and then we can have a comfortable look at the table after the game and find out what the other results are. But our position won't be affected what other teams do. Our position and our championship status will be affected by what we do, and what we are at the minute is a confident team with a bit between our teeth.
What about the points target, though? You'll have an idea of what it's likely to take, won't you? Do you think it'll be lower than last year?
I think you've got to be really careful when you set targets. You know, because if it looks as if you're not going to meet them, it can knock the stuffing out of the team a little bit. If you get close to it, you can take your eye off the ball. So I try not to look at a points target as such. You know, what we've got is a lot of big games coming up where if we continue our form of the last six games where we've only had one defeat and picked up points, especially with teams in and around us, we won't be far away.
And you've just got to keep doing that, haven't you? You've just got to keep picking up points. If it's not a win, make sure you don't lose it.
We have. We've got to be relentless in it. You know, especially pick up points against teams in and around us. And if you look over the course of the season, we've done that. You know, we've beaten Sheffield Wednesday when they were down there. We've picked up points. We're unbeaten against Barnsley, albeit two draws. Mm-hmm. You know, we've beat Charlton. We've beat Yeovil at our place. We've picked up a point against Millwall. So all the teams that are down there with us, we're picking up points against. And you know, if we're picking up points against them, it means they can't get any closer to us.
And Yeovil is a big one. In the fans' eyes, it will be. How big is it for you?
Yeah, I'm not going to shy away from it. But it's no bigger than the Barnsley game was last week or the Charlton game a couple of weeks ago. You know, what we're doing now is we're going down there with a lot of confidence. And I think MD, who's seen us over recent weeks, will see that we've now got a squad that's capable of playing good football. But we've also got a squad that's capable, if we really need to roll our sleeves up and dig in and get a result and have a scrap and have a fight, that we're more than happy to do that as well.
And that's been shown, I guess, in your recruitment, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I think it was important. I think experience was a big thing in it. We look a bigger, stronger, more solid team now, which if you look at a lot of the teams in our league and the teams that are successful, that's one thing that they've all got. You know that they're physical, which I want us to be. We look more dangerous from set pieces. We look like conceding less from set pieces, which is a massive factor in it. But we've got good players as well.
And what about Yeovil? Yes, they're struggling, but they do have some talented individuals. Three players who once played here in Hayter and Webster and tell me the other one, Lundstrom, of course.
Yeah, they're a good team, especially at home. What they've not managed to do is, when they're playing well, is pick up results. You know, quite a lot recently they've took the lead in games and either lost or went on to get points, which will be disappointing from their point of view. But the one thing we're going to have to do is be at it, because we know, especially down at their place, they're going on about having a big crowd on Saturday and really drumming up the atmosphere. So it'll be tough for us, but bring it on.
And do you see this as an enjoyable time for a manager? Do you actually genuinely enjoy it?
I absolutely genuinely love it. I love my job here. I always want to be challenged. I always want to learn. And it's a challenge at the minute. But I think my players have shown that they're up for that, which is pleasing for me.